We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Yayin Nesech, Halacha Dalid. We're starting this halacha now, and this halacha is one of the very sensitive halachas, where Rav Nosson Zal discusses the topic of people who go against the Tzadik Emes, against Tzadikim in general, and the damage that they cause. And what are some of the things that could lead a person into making that type of mistake, chas v'shalom? Inyan yayin nesech, sheneesar hayayin benegia bialma, kishnoegia boyakum, regarding the topic of yayin nesech, the fact that we find the Torah says that wine becomes forbidden even if a non-Jew just touches it. Which is something we don't find at all regarding anything else in Judaism. Something that should become forbidden just because a non-Jew touched it. Al pi haTorah b'kroi v'olai mereim b'simen lamedvov. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 36 in the first half of Likutei Moran. Ayin shom, study that Torah. Mavoy Rashom, Rabbeinu Zal explains there, she'ikar nisoyoin v'tziruf shel kol odom hu betaivas niyuf. Shehi klolius kol hatayvois v'hamidois rois shel kol hashivim umois. Rabbeinu Zal says there that the main test and the main purification of a Jew is regarding the issue of the illegal desire for women, which is a combination and a composite of all the evil desires and all the midos rois, all the kas, gaiva, everything, all of it, of all 70 nations, is included in this item, taivas niyuf, the wrong type of desire for women. And Rabbeinu Zal explains this over there, and he shows many proofs from the Zohar HaKadosh, from the Gemara, regarding this item. Ki kol nefesh mi Yisrael mushrosh b'shivim nafshos beis Yaakov. Rabbeinu Zal says there that each and every single Jew is founded, is our sources from the 70 souls of the family of Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu went down to Egypt, the Torah says, "Beshivim nefesh yordu avoseinu lemitzrayim, shehim bechinas shivim anpenehiren." These 70 souls correspond to the 70 lit up faces that the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about. Bechinas shivim ponim la Torah. It corresponds to the 70 paths of the Torah, the 70 faces, the 70 interpretations of the Torah. Ula umase, and opposing this we have him hashivim akum, the 70 nations, who are referred to as 70 wolves surrounding a sheep. Shenechozim bechol hatayvois v'amidois rois. They are connected to and attached to all the different evil desires and evil types of characteristics. Ve'yefsher lovoy lehizgalus betoyro v'avoido kiim al yedei shemeshabrim haklipo hakoidemes lepri. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that it's impossible for a Jew to achieve any real revelation in Torah and in serving Hashem, meaning any major success in coming close to Hashem, unless the person first breaks the klipa, which precedes the fruit. We know that when you have a fruit, an orange, any other type of fruit, in order to get to the fruit, you have to remove the peel. Here also a similar concept, that in order to get to the kedusha, you have to break through the klipois. You have to remove the klipois that surround the kedusha. And the klipois are the taivois rois and midois rois. Shehem kol hatayvois. The klipois represent all the different types of wrong desires, evil desires. Sheikrom hu taivo haklolius hanal. Of which the main one is this taivo that's koilel all the other taivois. V'alkein Moshe Rabbeinu shehu klal ha-toiro ho-yoporush kol kach. It's for this reason that Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents the Torah to the highest degree, We know that the words Moshe Rabbeinu are Begematria 613, and Moshe Rabbeinu is called Das, Ato Horeisel, Das, Kehashem Hu Elokim, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who gave us the Torah. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu had to have an extraordinary type of purity in these issues, in issues in dealing with women, so that even from his own wife, whereas for all Jews, all other Jews, it's a mitzvah, it's a very, very important mitzvah for a person to be married and have shalom bayis and have a good, healthy kesher with his wife. In the case of Moshe Rabbeinu had to achieve such a level of closeness to Hashem and dedication to Hashem that he was actually told to separate from his wife. Porush. Ukenegdoi baklipa, the opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu within klipa was Bilam, Bilam Harosha, shehaya meshuka beyoser bezua mas taiva zois, who was steeped more than anybody else in this evil desire, to the point where the Torah testifies he went so far as bestiality, having relations with his donkey. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. We know that Bilam is the opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's brought that his name, Bilam, the beis of Bilam corresponds to the first letter of the Torah. The lamed of Bilam corresponds to the last letter of the Torah. The ayin represents the shivim ponim shel Torah, we just said here. Just like Yaakov Avinu, shivim nefesh, the shivim ampanahirin, Bilam was the opposite. He had the ayin to show he was the opposite of that. He was a composite of all 70 nations, all the evil of all 70 nations. And the mem corresponds to the 40 days and 40 nights in which Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah Shebaal Peh up in heaven. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this. Now, Rabbeinu Zal says there, what should a Jew do when the Yetzirah is attacking him, bombarding him with hirhurei niyuf, with thoughts of illegal relationships with women? Rabbeinu Zal says there, v'atikun lehirhurei niyuf, loymar shma u'boruch shem, to say shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and boruch shem kevoid malchusoy loylam voed. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Look over there in Likut Imran, Torah Lamed Vav, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this, and he shows that when a person is being bombarded by taivasni of those things, the Yetzirah is looking to attach that person, to plug that person into the sitrachra, into forces, angels of the sitrachra, and shadim, all kinds of negative forces of the sitrachra. When a person says Shema and Boruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, those 12 words, he's plugging into the 12 Shvotim, the Yud Beis Shiftei Kor, which represent total purity. They are these Shivim Nefesh. They are these 70 souls which oppose the 70 nations. And Rabbeinu Zal explains this over there and shows this very, very, very clearly. Rabbeinu Zal says there that when a person is being attacked lightly by the Yetzirah, then it's enough to say Shema Baruch Shem. When the Yetzirah is really, really giving a person a very hard time in this area, when the person feels himself really being attacked, then it's important for the person to cry while saying Shema Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likut Imran what that does, how that unplugs the person from the Sitrachra and it plugs him into the Kiddusha. That chapter in the Likut Imran Torah Lamed Vav is one of the super duper ones. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Aleph, paragraph Aleph. Vizehu Bechinas Isur Yayin Shenoga Boyakum. That chapter in the Likut Imran is tied into the fact that wine touched by a goy becomes forbidden. Ki Yayin Kolul Mishtei Bechinois. Because Yayin has two properties to it. It's composed of two things. Bechinas mitoiv vora, good and bad. Ki shoyrish hayayin bigdusho govoya ma'oid. Because the source, the roots of wine within the framework of kedusha are based in a very, very high level. Ki hu kolul mikol hashivim ponim latoira. Wine is a composite of all 70 interpretations of the Torah. We know that we mentioned earlier the Gemara, Nichnas Yain Yotze Soid. wine goes in and secrets come out. Yain is bigematria soid. Yain is bigematria 70, showing that wine is a composite of all 70 levels of the Torah, up to and including soid, the secrets of Torah. In fact, secrets of Torah are referred to as yeino shel Torah, the wine of the Torah. Shehim b'chinas shivim nafshois beis Yaakov, which corresponds to the 70 souls of the Jewish people. B'chinas shivim zekenim, and the 70 elders who are the leadership of Klal Yisrael. V'al kein omru Rabbi Senezal, this is why the Gemara says, kol hames yashev daitoi b'yeinoi, yesh boi midas shivim zekenim. Any person whose mind becomes settled and calm through wine, with his wine, has from the intelligence of the 70 elders of the Jewish people. So we see that yayin can be yishuvadas. Yayin can plug a person into the 70 leaders of Klal Yisrael to elevate, to expand his thinking to that kind of level. Ki yayin nitan b'shivim oisiyas, because wine has a numerical value of 70. Aval az ezel umazeh, however, we know that Hashem created the world in such a way that when you have Kedusha, you have to have a parallel, equal, opposite force in the Sitra Achra. Kilemato nechaz bayayin hora shel kol ha-shivim umos. Because down below, when we go into this physical world, and we go further down in this physical world when we go down, wine is associated with the evil of the 70 nations, Shehu Hora Shel Kol HaTaivos, which is the evil of all the different assorted evil desires and characteristics, Sheikrom Uklalusam Hu Taivas Niyuv, of which the main one and the one that includes all the others are included in it, is Taivas Niyuv. And there are many, many proofs to this in the Zohar HaKodesh, in the other Sforim HaKodeshim. It's brought that the word Niyuf, Nun Aleph Pei, Nun is 50, Aleph is 1, is 51, and Pei is 80, is 131, is Bigimatria, the name of that angel. The Soton, the Yetzirah, his name, Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, is Bigimatria Nun Aleph Pei, to show that's his main project. That's the main thing that he tries to mess up a Jew in. Because he knows if he messed them up in this, this covers everything. This includes everything else. This is called yesoid, foundation. If he can puncture, if he can mess up the foundation, then the entire building is no good. Chas v'shalom. Ukenira gam b'chush, as we find in actual life, shayde shichrus hayayin nisarbev hadas, that by when a person gets drunk with wine or alcohol, their thinking becomes fuddled and confused. Ubo resichas hadamim, and it heats up the blood of the person. Shemishom kol hataivos, which is the source, the root of all evil desires in a person. It stirs up a fire in a person. And that fire, a person thinks they need food to quench that fire, or they need women. When the blood is on fire, you need to extinguish the fire. So Rabbeinu Zal says in Torah Yud Tes and Likutei Moran, if a person is speaking words of Torah or words of Tefillah, then that fire is coming out in the words of Torah and Tefillah. Because there's a pasuk, Cham Libi Bekirbi, my heart is warm inside of me. Behagigi Tivaresh, when I think, a fire burns. Dibarti Belashoini, and I speak it forth with my tongue. So Rabbeinu Zal says that a person who zeicha to Shleimus Loshna Kodesh, a person who zeicha to speak Diburim, words of his spoiders, words of Tefillah and Torah, with fire, with his slavus, the fire comes out that way. If not chas v'shalom, then the fire comes out in other ways, in taivas rois and midos rois, kas, gaiva, and especially niuf, which is a composite of everything. Ukamai shekosuv, as the posuk says, al tere yayin ki yisadam. Don't look at wine because it leads to red. And the Gemara says, she'achrisoi dam. It results in blood, meaning in affecting the blood of the person, in infecting the blood, intoxicating it, messing up his thinking, He can't think clearly. He can't judge properly. He loses a sense of boundaries. Chas v'shalom. Everything goes. And Rachmona Litzlan, it puts him on fire, a heat that he needs to cool that heat, and he looks for ways to do it, and sometimes illegal ways. Hainu resichois hadomim, shemisham chamim asataivaknal, meaning the fire in the blood, which is what causes the fire of that taiva. Ukamashekosov lenin ayayin, as the posik says about wine, einecho yiru zorois, your eyes will see strange things. No, this is strangers. Ukamashapirush rashi, shemisisoi lahabit biznus, that wine incites a person to look at and to look for znus, chas v'shalom. V'zehu einecho, we find in one of the stories in Sipurei Maaseis, the story of the prince and the pauper, the prince that got exchanged for the ben melech and the ben shivcha that got exchanged. At one point, when the prince gets exiled, and he feels horrible over the injustice. What did I do to deserve this? I didn't do anything wrong. Why? Why? Why should I have to leave my parents and leave my country and everything and go into exile? And because of that why, that leads him to drinking, Rabbi Nazal says there, and the drinking leads to women. Vize einecho daiko. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at what the Pasuk says. Your eyes will see. Your ayin. Ayin is the eye, and ayin is 70. Ki hu bechinas ra hakoilel shel kol ha'ayin akum. Because this kind of drinking wine improperly, and this desire, this illegal desire for woman, is an evil that's koilel all the evil of all 70 nations. This is a composite of all of them put together. Again, the Torah tells us this. Rabbeinu Zal, the Zohar HaKodesh, these sources explain this so that a person knows the gravity of this. Like, why is Hashem making such a big deal of what? The answer is because the Torah is telling us, you don't know. A human being with his eyes doesn't see. But the Torah is telling you that all negative characteristics that exist come together for this item, Rachmona Litzlan. Shal ze nemar v'loy sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. And it's about this that the Torah says, don't allow yourself to go off the path and to follow your heart's desires and to follow your eyes. That ayin, the 70 nations, the pigam, this taiva that's koilel all the rav, all 70 nations. Kamuva sham batoyran al posuk zeling in ze. As Rabbeinu Zal quotes this posuk, in chapter 36, which this halacha is based on. Ayin Sham, look over there. V'zeh Sham Rabbi Senezal, this is what our rabbis tell us. Shehayayin Nikro Tiroish. Wine is called Tiroish in the Torah. Zocho Naseroish. If the person drinks wine, Bigedusha, and properly, the right amount, at the right times, it elevates his roish. Hayne b'chinas roish u'moichin. It expands his thinking. It plugs him into the shivim anpin, the 70 faces of the Torah. It elevates him to a whole new level where he can understand higher things in Torah. B'chinas shivim ponim la Torah. Sheze ikar hadas v'hamoichin. That's called das. That's moichin. That's seichel. Is the 70 explanations of the Torah, the 70 paths of the Torah. Ki ein chochma ke chochmas ha-Torah. Because there is no chochma in the world like the chochmas ha-Torah. So when we say that if a person drinks wine properly, it gives him moichin, it means it'll give him the ability, whole new abilities in Torah. Loi zocha, but if the person is not zoche, if he drinks wine improperly, nase rosh, he becomes impoverished. Bechinas pegam hataivo hanal. This is referring to that taiva, taivas niuf, taivas noshim, shemishom bo anius. Because when a person messes up in that area with women, it leads to poverty. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, veroye zoinois ya'abed hoin. A person who chas v'shalom goes after zoinois, illicit relationships with women, will lose his wealth. He'll lose a fortune. Uchsiv, and as another pasuk says, Ba'ad isha zoino ad kikar lechem. Because of an illicit woman, to up it, it affected up to your bread and water, your parnasa. Kemuva b'mokam acher, as Rabbi Nizal discusses this in Likut Imran, in the first half of Likut Imran, in chapter 11, chapter 29, and chapter 60. All of these places, Rabbi Nizal says that taivas niyuf, taivas noshim, leads to, chas v'shom, lack of parnosa, or a person losing his wealth, chas v'shom. V'yal kein om Rabbi Nizal, this is why the Gemara says, horoye soita b'kilkula, that if a Jew witnesses a soita, the story of soita, a woman whose husband suspects her of behaving improperly and he brings her to the kohen, everything, a Jew who witnesses that, yazir atzmoy min ayin, should take an oath to abstain from wine, should become a nozir. Why? Because A equals B. Because wine is what leads to that problem, chas shalom. Wine is a one-way ticket. If a person plays with wine, they drink wine at the wrong times or the wrong amount, it leads a person straight into chas v'shalom, making mistakes with women, chas v'shalom. Paragraph Beis. V'alkein, the Gemara says that that's why the Masechta Soita follows Nozir in the order of the Gemaras. Because the Gemara says a person who sees a Soita, that would prompt him to jump and say, whoa, I don't want to get anywhere near that. How am I going to avoid getting near that? I'm going to avoid wine. That's the dangerous thing. Paragraph Beis. V'alkein tzrichen lishmor hayayin ma'oid mimagakum. This is why a Jew is required to guard the wine very carefully, to keep it away from being touched by a non-Jew. Because the non-Jews are plugged into the evil of all the different desires. She'ikram hu taiva hanal, of which the main one is this specific desire. V'alkein tekef shehem noigim b'yayin, and therefore as soon as the goy touches wine, nesapech hayayin l'ra gomor, the wine becomes completely bad. Because the evil of the 70 nations becomes attached to that wine. Shehu hahefech mikdushas Yisrael, which is the opposite of the holiness of the Jewish people. Today is the second day of Nisan, Beis Nisan, Tovshin Samachtes. Today is called Yoim Hameyuchas, the day which declares our great heritage, the great heritage of the Jewish people. This is the day on which Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people, Sivan, Gimel, Beis Sivan. This is the day on which Hashem said to the Jewish people, Va'atem tihiyu li mamleches koyanim v'goy kodosh. You will be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy people. Mamleches koyanim, the koyanim had exceptional laws in Tikkun HaBris. A koyan has stricter requirements than a regular Jew in this item specifically, in purity with women. A koyan gadol can't, a koyan can't marry a divorcee. A koyan gadol can't even marry a widow. They have stricter requirements. We're called goy kodesh, a holy nation, which is the opposite of the 70 nations. Because in the goy is attached the ra of avodah zarah. Which is the opposite of the holiness of the Jewish people, which are comprised of the 70 souls of Yaakov. And this is why when the goy touches the wine, it becomes immediately forbidden for a Jew. And this is why the Gemara says, "Shegozru al yenom mishum benoy sehen," that the rabbis decreed to stay away from their wine because of their daughters. Hainu kanal ki al yedei yenom shelakum nisoirer hora sheboy shu taivas niyuf. Because by drinking wine of a goy, you activate the evil of the goy, which is especially taivas niyuf. And that's why they decreed stay away from their wine, so that you'll stay away from their women. A, this equals this.